Once upon a time, there was a king and a queen who lived in their beautiful castle with their beautiful daughter Snow White. They were very happy until the queen ran into a little bad luck. She dropped dead. This upset the king. Well, it didn't do anything for the queen. He got lonesome, and he married another woman, and she was beautiful on the outside. But inside, she was ugly. She was, in fact, a wicked witch who only cared about one thing in the whole world, her own beautiful self. She had a magic mirror to which she would go every day, and she would say, "Mirror, mirror, on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?" And the mirror would say, "Queenie, queenie, standing there, you're the fairest of the fair." This would make the queen purr like a pussycat, because unlike other women, she loved to be told how beautiful she was. If ever the mirror told her some other woman was prettier than she was, she would have that woman driven from the kingdom, or even killed, so that she would be the fairest in the land. Every day the queen got more and more wicked, and every day Snow White got more and more beautiful, until one day the queen went to the mirror and said, "Mirror, mirror, on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?" And the mirror said, "Queenie, queenie, don't be blue, Snow White's first, you're number two." The queen went bananas. She called the royal hunter and she said, "Hunter, take pretty little Snow White out into the pretty little forest. Cut out her heart and bring it back to pretty little me." And the hunter said, "I can't do that. Snow White is my friend." "If you don't do it, I'll turn you into a frog, and for dinner we'll have frog's legs." The hunter said, "Snow White, would you like to take a walk in the forest?" Well, Snow White loved to walk in the forest, so they walked and they walked. And he didn't want to kill her, so they walked and they walked. And he didn't want to go back without killing her, so they walked and they walked. And finally, Snow White said, "Hunter, when are we going back to the castle? My feet are killing me." The hunter said, "Funny you should mention that. I got some good news and some bad news." "What's the good news?" "You don't have to walk back to the castle." "What's the bad news?" "I'm going to cut your heart out. Come here." Well, this upset Snow White, and she started to run. And, of course, that upset the hunter. You know, when an adult says, "Come here," he doesn't mean run off into the forest somewhere. But Snow White could run faster scared than he could mad, and she lost him in the forest, and eventually came to the house of the seven or so dwarves, whose names were, don't coach me, I can do it. They were Mouthy, Dopey, Useless, Sticky, Greasy, Nasty, and Absent. Absent wasn't there that day. Snow White knocked on the door, and the dwarves came out and said, "Hello, who are you? What are you doing in the forest?" And Snow White said, "I just escaped from this Meshuggah hunter who for some reason is trying to kill me. I don't understand. I thought he was my friend." "Oh, you're Snow White, the princess that lives up at the castle. We know why he's trying to kill you. He's trying to kill you because he's working for your evil stepmother, the queen. She's really a witch. We've known her a long time. She hates people prettier than she is. She's going to kill you just as soon as she can. Yep, you're dog meat, okay?" Snow White said, "This means I can't go back to the castle. What shall I do? Where shall I go?" "Well, you could move in with us," Mouthy said. You could do the cooking and the dishes. And the serving, and the make the beds, and the laundry, and the mending, and the floors, and the windows, you know, stuff women like." And she said, "Maybe it's better than dying. I'll try it." So she moved in with the dwarves. The next morning, the dwarves went out to do their chores, and they hadn't been gone very long when into the forest came the queen, disguised as a peddler, wearing a mustache. She knocked on the door. Snow White opened it up and said, "Come in, who are you? What are you doing in the forest?" And the queen said, "I'm a peddler, and I'm selling rain hats, and boy, are they nifty. They keep your head completely dry, but don't obstruct your vision."
"Sounds interesting. Could I try one on?"
"Sure you can. Just turn around and close your eyes, and you'll have a big surprise." Snow White turned around and closed her eyes, and the queen pulled out a plastic bag. What do we never do with plastic bags? That's right, you don't put them over your head. The queen put it over Snow White's head. Snow White couldn't breathe. She turned all purple, pink, blue, and orange and fell on the floor. Kabloom. The queen laughed a wicked laugh. Hyunk, hyunk, hyunk. And walked out, leaving the door hanging open. When the dwarfs got back, Mouthy said to Dopey, "Dopey, did you leave that door hanging open?" And Dopey said,
"I don't know."
"Well, we better go in and check on Snow White." And they rushed in. There she was, laying on the floor, all purple, pink, blue, and orange. And Mouthy said, "Look, There's Snow White laying on the floor, all purple, pink, blue, and orange. What do you think we ought to do, Dopey? And Dopey said,
Don't know.
Well, we better get that baggie off her head quick. Useless grabbed the baggie. And Useless grabbed that baggie, and he said,
I can't. It's slick. I can't get a grip on it. It's just awful.
Well, if it's slick, Sticky, you do it. Sticky could get a grip on anything. Sticky grabbed that bag and pulled it right off her head. She started breathing, and the dwarf said, Snow White, the queen must have learned where you're living with her magic mirror. She's going to know you're still alive. Don't let anyone in unless us macho dwarves are here to protect you. Well, the dwarves had breakfast and went out to do whatever dwarves do. Who knows? Well, anyway, they hadn't been gone very long when into the forest came the queen, disguised as a peddler, wearing a beard. She knocked on the door. Snow White opened it up and said,
Come in, who are you? What are you doing in the forest?
And the queen said, I'm a peddler and I'm selling jewelry. I'm selling necklaces.
Oh, I love jewelry. Could I try on a necklace?
And the queen said, Sure you can. Just turn around and close your eyes and you will have a big surprise. Snow White turned around and closed her eyes, and the queen pulled out a piece of rope, tied it around Snow White's neck. Snow White couldn't breathe. She turned all purple, pink, blue, and orange, and kablam, fell on the floor. The queen laughed a wicked laugh, yuck, 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 walked out, leaving the door hanging open. When the dwarves got back, Mouthy said, Dopey, did you leave that door hanging open? And Dopey said,
I don't know.
Well, we better check on Snow. And they rushed in. There she was, laying on the floor, all purple, pink, blue, and orange. And Mouthy said, Look, there's Snow White laying on the floor, all purple, pink, blue, and orange. What do you think we ought to do, Dopey? And Dopey said,
I don't know.
Well, we better get that rope off her neck quick. Useless grabbed the rope. And Useless grabbed the rope. And he said,
I can't. It's stuck. It's just awful.
Well, if it's stuck, Greasy, you do it. Greasy could get anything unstuck. Greasy grabbed that rope and pulled it right off her head. She started breathing again. And the dwarf said, Snow White, the queen is trying to kill you. You let her in again. What are you trying to do, die? She says,
I learned my lesson, boys. My whole life passed before my eyes. It was a very unpleasant experience. Yup, yup.
Well, the dwarfs had lunch and went out to do whatever dwarves do. And they hadn't been gone very long when into the forest came the queen, disguised as a peddler, wearing a mustache and a beard. She knocked on the door. Snow White opened it up and said,
Come in, who are you? What are you doing in the forest?
And the queen said, I'm a peddler and I'm selling magic apples.
Magic apples? How are they magic?
You can eat them and you still have some left.
Sounds interesting. Could I try one?
Sure you can. Just open your mouth and close your eyes and you will have a big surprise. Snow White opened her mouth and closed her eyes, and the queen pulled out a red rubber ball and shoved it down her throat. Snow White couldn't breathe. She turned all purple, pink, blue, and orange, and kablam, fell on the floor. The queen laughed a wicked laugh, yuck, 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 and walked out, leaving the door hanging open. When the dwarves got back, Mouthy said, Dopey, did you leave that door hanging open? And Dopey said,
I don't know.
Well, we better check on Snow White. And they rushed in. There she was, laying on the floor, all purple, pink, blue, and orange. And Mouthy said, Look, there's Snow White laying on the floor, all purple, pink, blue, and orange. What do you think we ought to do, Dopey? And Dopey said,
I don't know.
Well, we better get that red rubber ball out of her mush. Quick, Useless grabbed that ball. And Useless grabbed the ball. And he said,
I can't. It's in there too deep. I can't get a grip on it. It's just awful.
Well, if he can't get a grip on it, who do you think ought to do it? That's right. Sticky could get a grip on anything. Sticky grabbed that ball and got it good and sticky. The problem was, the stickier that ball got, the more it stuck to the inside of her mouth. It was in there like concrete. No one could get it loose except who? Greasy. That's right. Greasy got it loose, but then no one could get a grip on it. Mouthy said, Nasty, do your thing. Nasty kicked that little girl in the ribs as hard as he could, and pop! That ball went sailing out of her mouth. But it was too late. She didn't start breathing again. But just then, through the front door on his big white horse, came a handsome prince who said, Hi guys, what's happening? And they said, It's Snow White. She needs mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. He said, Say what? It's like you kiss her. Kiss her? I don't even know her. Well, you could try shaking her hand. The prince shook her hand, and she woke up and looked up into his big brown eyes with the gold flecks. They fell in love rode off on his horse to his kingdom, got married, and lived happily ever after.